News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's talk to the man who is coordinating this massive offensive against organised crime. John O'Driscoll, Assistant Garda Commissioner, good morning. And first of all, congratulations to you and your troops on the ground.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for that. And particularly the guards in Kevin Street. I think it was fitting that on a day that the new Kevin Street station was opened, that the personnel in that station achieved such a...
And they spent a long, long time dealing with this creature when nobody else was looking. I know, John, that you can't talk about specifics in this case because there are still obviously ongoing further investigations. You don't want to cause problems for that. But tell us as much as you can about how significant this is from a Garda point of view.
Well, I suppose it is significant in that it is yet another conviction. We went through a phase where, unfortunately, there were a number of people murdered. Then we had a situation where we intervened very successfully on numerous occasions and prevented murder. And now we have a phase of convictions arising from a lot of our activity. So the conviction yesterday follows on, for example, from a conviction in June in relation to James Quinn.
For the killing of Gary Hutch.
Spain. It follows on from a conviction in January where the detectives in the Dublin's North Central achieved a success when there was a conviction in relation to the Sunset House murder in Summerhill. And, there have been other gangland-related convictions. In August, we had convictions in relation to the murder of Anthony Burnett and Joseph Redmond. And part of our operation and approach has been to try and seize the significant weaponry involved also. So I've spoken previously to you about the significant amount of weapons seized, but we've also more recently now achieved convictions. I think in July the 31st, we had a conviction in relation to the Green Oak, that was October 17, we had a conviction in relation to the possession of 10 revolvers, 4 pistols, submachine guns and assault rifles. And it was actually in July we had a conviction or a plea of guilty entered in relation to one of our threat to life incidents.
To put this in sort of perspective, because this is, we all expect that everybody who knows about this is, I know, after 30 years in this business, this is the biggest criminal investigation I've yet experienced and lived through. And that the first one was Veronica Guerin's murder. The next one was the Crumlin Drimnagh feud, and particularly Limerick, which lasted 14 years. This is the most intensive criminal investigation, organised crime investigation the Garda Síochána have been involved in that I can remember.
It is, and the point about it is, and I think this is what maybe some people in the criminal fraternity didn't realise, that we don't intend that this will end until we put we dismantle particular crime gangs and they're out of business. So we're in for the long haul.
And clearly you are. But by the way, I wanted to ask you a question about this. And the Special Criminal Court, I describe it, I hope I'm not hyperbolising, but I describe it as a vital weapon in your arsenal to take these guys on.
Well, obviously it's a matter for the state to decide the appropriate venue for trials to be heard. It's a decision of the DPP, in fact, as to whether a trial will be heard in the Special Criminal Court or elsewhere. But one of the advantages there is some criticism of the Special Criminal Court from time to time, but one of the advantages is you get this detailed judgment from the three judges involved. Yeah. And I think it ran for a number of hours yesterday.
And we can't interview jurors, but they're the jurors, and they tell us, I think it took, you said, 3 hours yesterday?
It is in the region of that time scale. And, I sat through some of that trial, and you're talking about the new breed of criminals. Well, what I'm particularly happy about is that we have young detectives coming through the organisation who have a huge capacity to ensure we achieve success way into the future. And the quality of the evidence produced was fantastic, I think.
By the way, it would be very fair to say, wouldn't it, that in the current climate and the kind of individual we know Freddie Thompson to be and his ilk and those around him and those coming up, that the Special Criminal Court is vital because of the level of intimidation that they can direct at jurors. They'd have no problem. They don't have as much fear as they had, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Well, I'd be inclined to leave those decisions to the political sphere in terms of the continuation of the Special Criminal Court. But what we will do is, whatever the venue may be, we will continue to gather the evidence in as professional and efficient a manner as we can.
And John O'Driscoll, very finally, I know you're very, very busy this morning, but this has the feel, from experience, there is a momentum behind this investigation now, this overall international investigation. Really, the days of the Kinahans and Hutches as the entities that we know them to be today, I think, are numbered. Would that be correct?
Well, as I said earlier, we intend to continue until the various crime gangs are dismantled. So this will go on, and it's not a case of resting on our laurels after any one success. We intend to continue long into the future.
And indeed, every decent human being in this country will wish you continued success. Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll, the man who's in charge of the crackdown on organised crime in this country, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning.